Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Straight to the point, and we're going to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go straight to Dr. Henderson tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to Straight to the Point. I'm so glad to be with you guys tonight. I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas with your friends and your family, and that everyone was safe this weekend. I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed with dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person, preferably the body of Christ. However, we are here for every single person because we lean on, stand on, believe in the word of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. And we know that according to that scripture, John 3:16, that God gave his only begotten son, and we just celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, over the weekend. And so we're so excited because we know that he is the reason for the season, and that without him, there would be no us, meaning that we would not have been able to be reconciled back to the Father, meaning that we, our sins would not have been forgiven. He was the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for us. He is our mediator. He is our everything. He is our mediator between us and the Father. So when we do wrong, Jesus said, God, give him another chance. And God, he looks at the blood. He looks at Jesus, who is our mediator. Amen. And so I just want to thank you again for tuning in to the Straight to the Point on tonight. We're not going to be before you long on tonight. We're going to talk about the business. We're going to talk about the business spotlight on tonight. We're going to give people a chance to talk about their businesses and how can other people support your business. But before we get into that, I do want to encourage the people for a little bit on tonight. Just to encourage you, I know a lot of people that was here last year with you are not probably with you this year because of the pandemic. And so I do want to send my condolences to all those who have lost loved ones in the last couple of years. It's been about 2 years now since the pandemic, almost 2 years. And so I want to encourage you and let you know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so those who have lost loved ones, I want to encourage you. And I pray that you will be encouraged and know that, you know, God feels your pain, and that not only does he feel your pain, but he knows what you can bear, and he will comfort you. God will comfort his people. He will heal his people, and he will deliver his people. So be encouraged. He is a comforter. He will heal the broken heart. And so I know a lot of times when the Christmas comes around and the holidays come around, that people, sometimes people, the spirit of depression will creep in and have people depressed and thinking about loved ones and, you know, thinking about what they don't have. But if you would just take a few seconds and thank God for what you have, you know, the word on tonight is simply give thanks, you know. The will of the Lord is for you to be thankful in all things, you know. Give thanks for what you do have. Thank God for what you do have. Yes, I know you've lost loved ones, and some have lost jobs, and some have lost, you know, a lot of things, but you're still here, and we're still standing. And for whatever reason, out of all the people, thousands and thousands and thousands, I think some probably millions of people who died from this virus, we're still here. You know, God has chosen us to still be here. And that's because he's not through with us. He's still got a work for us to do in the earth realm. So if you're still here and you're still breathing, know that your purpose has not been fulfilled as of yet. Your purpose has not been fulfilled. And so it's still work for you to do. God still got need of you. So you be encouraged and know that. Be encouraged, be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And keep on pushing, keep on pressing, keep on building, keep on preaching, keep on teaching, keep on prophesying, keep on giving, keep on praying, you know, keep on working, keep on doing whatever you're doing, whatever God has put in your hand to do, just keep doing it. And do it to the best of your ability and know that your labor is not in vain, that God got a plan, you know. God got a plan for your life. We know that. We lean on Jeremiah 29:11 because he knows the plans that he has for us. You know, he has great for us. He has good plans for us. And the part that I like is to bring us to our expected end. That means that he already know your ending from the beginning. So we just have to rest and abide and trust our Lord and know that he knows what's best for us. And that he has the whole world. If he has the whole world in his hands, what makes you think that he don't have, what makes you think that he doesn't have a great future for you? You just have to get in his presence and find out what it is and walk it out. You know, I talk about it all the time, how we wait for things to drop out of the sky, and it's not going to drop out of the sky. You got to get up. And you got to put your feet to the plow. You got to work, just work that faith. You know, I'm reminded what Paul said to Timothy. He said, young Timothy, remember the faith of your grandmama Lois. Remember, you got that same gift. You got that same gift. Just speak to it. Stir up the faith. Stir it up. Not just stir it up, but after you stir it up, get it activated, then walk. Walk towards your promise. Walk towards your goals. Walk towards your dreams. You know, one thing that I noticed, you know, that happened in a lot of relationships, it's a lot of people who have not connected because of words unspoken. It's a lot of people who have not connected with their destiny divine partners. It's a lot of people who have not connected with the people that's supposed to help them get to the next level, all because of unspoken words and expectations, unspoken expectations as well, meaning that we put expectations on people that, and those people don't even know what they want or what we want from them. And it's because that we have not communicated and we have not spoken our expectations. And so we're banking on folks trying to figure us out when all we have to do is have a conversation. And so that's what the enemy does, to keep us from fulfilling our purpose or keep us from connecting with folks that we need to connect with. We have to stop, walking in the spirit of pride. Pride, the spirit of pride in the body of Christ is strong. I mean, it's like if they don't say nothing to me, I'm not going to say nothing to them. Or if I'm not going to go over there, if they don't invite me to go. You know, and so we have to stop allowing little things, our own little idiosyncrasies, to get in the way of us getting everything that God wants us to have. You know, the unspoken word, meaning that speak it. Tell somebody. I read a post not too long ago. It says that if you love them, tell them that you love them. If you miss them, tell them that you miss them. If you want to be with them, tell them that you want to be with them. The thing is that we expect for folk to know. And the thing about it is that person probably do know, but at the same time, yes, they're waiting for a sign. And the thing about it is, you know, time has passed before you know it. It's been 5 years, and every then all of a sudden people get mad. They get mad at you, and you be like, why they mad at me? They ain't liking your post no more, none of that. And you be, that's because of unspoken words, unspoken expectations. And so 5 years ago, you know, if you would have just said, you know, I miss you, I love you, can we connect, or can we do kingdom business together, or can we do, can we build ministry together? Can we work on this business plan together? Can we work? I mean, time, a lot of times we don't get our promise is because we allow our own mind to talk to us instead of us talking to it saying, I command my mind to come into alignment with the will of God for my life. I command my body to come into alignment with the will of God for my life. I command my tongue, my mouth, what I speak to come into alignment with the will of God for my life. I command my legs to walk towards and come into alignment, you know, to the will of God concerning my life. And so we have to stop putting expectations, our expectations on other people, thinking that they should already know. And no, no, if you know, if God told you, it's okay to go to them and say, can we build together? Can we connect? Can we start this show? Can we do this on Facebook, you know? And so what comes to my mind is that you have not because you ask not. Amen? And then some of you who ask, you ask amiss, meaning that you was in the wrong spirit or you had the wrong motive. And so we have to, you know, one of my scriptures I like, speak and you will find, knock and the door shall be open. Amen. If you don't seek, you're not going to find. If you don't knock, the door is not going to be open. So in all of that, it goes to say that you got to do something. You got to do something. You know, you find yourself 10 years down the line, and you're like, I wasted 10 years. All because you've been waiting and waiting and waiting instead of opening up your mouth 10 years ago, finding out is it yes or no. And so, and that applies to a lot of situations, you know. And so we have to learn how to go after what God tells us to and not allow the spirit of pride, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of fear to grapple us and stop us from moving towards what God says belong to us. Amen. And so I just wanted to quickly say that or give you that word on tonight, but I also want to encourage you as well on tonight because 2022 is coming. This is the last Monday of December, my friends. This is the last Monday of December, which is the 12th month that stands for establishment. Amen. So in this year, in this month, right here, in this month, whatever you was going through, it was to establish you. It was to settle you. It was to, you know, build your foundation. So when the next year comes, you'll be able to not just grow, but also see your return on whatever you invested in. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. So when next year comes in 2022, you will be able to see your return on what you invested in, whether that you invested in a friendship, whether you invested in a relationship, whether you invested in businesses, ministries, radio shows, TV shows, businesses, partnerships, relationships, you will begin to see the fruit of your labor in 2022. Somebody hear me and hear me clearly. You will begin to see the fruit of your labor in 2022. 2022 is the year of unimaginable things. Great things are going to happen. Great manifestation, big manifestation of what everything you have been working on and working toward. Amen. To up to 2021. 2022 is an even year. Even normally means double. Amen. Whenever you see an even number, it means double. 2022, both 20 is the even number and 22 is the even number. So you got two double numbers together. So 2022 you're going to have great big manifestation. You're going to have a great big manifestation in return on whatever you invested in. 2022 is going to be that year. Now, let me say this. I'm not saying that there aren't that the pandemic's going to leave. No, you're still going to have the devil trying to throw in different variants of this pandemic, okay? But that's not going to affect the child of God. The promise is that what you have labored for, what you've been laboring for, what you've been working towards, the promise is you're going to see a manifestation of your labor. Amen. It's no longer going to be held up in the spirit realm, but it's going to be what's in the spirit realm is going to be manifested in the natural for your life, okay, in 2022. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the prophetic word. I thank you for the revelation. I pray, God, that everybody that's listening, that everybody's going to turn back or listen back at this recording, at this show on tonight, Father, or any night, Father, that every person that hear this word, and receive it, God, that you would seal it in the name of Jesus. Seal it for their lives, God. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name. So I give you this word on tonight. I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. God bless you. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, 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 Dr. Henderson. Amen. Happy holidays, Dr. Henderson, from the network. God bless you.
Happy holidays. Amen. Happy holidays, everybody.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to open up the lines for you as well. A lot of you I know already, but if you would hit star one on your phone, star one if you want to come live on the program. But most of you I do know as well from previous broadcasts and support of Straight to the Point as well. But before we get to that, I will give you guys a few seconds to get ready for that. Hit star one on your phone, and that'll bring you in the queue. Before I get there, Dr. Henderson, I just want to thank you from the MLT Network for being with us another awesome year in the Lord. So thank you so much for all you bring to the network and all you bless the people with on the network as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're grateful to be on the network. It's been close to 2 years, and so we thank God for you and your family and the network, and we pray many, many open doors for you and your family and your business and great manifestation and bigger, now much bigger assignment. And so you just, God has prepared you for it. And so we're excited to see it come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson.
Can I
release the double portion back to you, Dr. Henderson, for your family?
Amen. I receive it.
Amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines, and we're going to hit our wonderful Sister Sarah is going to be on first. Sister Sarah, come on. You're on with Dr. Henderson tonight. Amen.
God hey, bless. Happy holidays.
Hey,
Dr. Henderson. Hey.
You there?
I'm good. I'm good.
Always glad to hear your voice. I'm excited about your new year. I'm excited about what God is going to do for you and in your life and for your family. I thank God. I just hear God saying new. He's doing a new thing for you. So get ready for your new thing. He said, remember not the old. Don't even consider the old. He said, behold, he's doing a new thing. Do you not know? He said, can you even feel it in the, can you even feel it in the wind and feel it in the air? It may seem strange to you. It may seem like even this year towards the end, like never before, like, God, what's going on? It feels kind of strange. But God said, I'm just moving some things around in your favor so things can work out for you. So you be encouraged, woman of God. Amen.
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 And Dr. Henderson, I pray that you are going to have a blessed 2022.
I receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. I receive it. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Henderson. And continue to pray for my daughter when you get a chance. Continue to pray for her going to school for nursing.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's pray for her now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, right now. We come in agreement with two or three of God together in your name. There you are, Father, in the midst. We pray, Father God, for Sarah's daughter. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, Father, that you will put a hedge of protection upon her, Father, and that, Lord God, you would give her favor with the teachers, God, that she would get good grades and that she would pass all her classes and her assignments with A's. And, God, we pray, Father, that even after she finished her course, Lord, that you will open up doors for her, that for job opportunities, Lord, that, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. We say, Father, that she is favored, she is highly favored, and blessed to the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, dear.
All right, thank you, and have a blessed new year.
You too, happy new year, God bless you, amen.
Happy new year, amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson, amen, amen, amen. No, Dr. Henderson, you know we got to go to one of the best evangelists on the planet Earth that the Lord has brought to us. Evangelist Mays, you're up with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Hey, amen. God bless you. I am doing wonderful. God bless you. God bless everyone. God bless everyone.
Yes.
And happy holidays to everyone. We thank God for another day. We thank God for this day. You know, you could come right out talking about being thankful and giving God thanks. And we do thank God for another day. As you were saying, so many people have exited this earth. A lot of people
have exited.
For the reason for God has chosen us and left us here to complete the assignment that he brought us here to do. So we just thank God. I'm really grateful for just life. Just life. Just simple life. I'm grateful for it. And I thank God. And I also thank God for you, Dr. Henderson, and the Straight to the Point show for another complete year. I have been blessed tremendously by this ministry. I thank God for your faithfulness and your showing up every Monday night, no matter what. And I know you have a busy schedule, and I know life is happening to you as well as everybody else. But I want to take the time to say I appreciate you showing up every Monday night consistently and letting us be blessed of the Lord on this show. I bless the Lord for the word of the Lord tonight, the prophetic word of the Lord tonight. I thank God for the prophetic word. I am looking so forward to 2022. And I know God has so much great things that's going to take place in 2022. Right along with all of the other stuff that may be going on, God's getting ready to blow the mind of his people at the same time. And I am looking for the restoration. I'm looking for the devil. I'm looking. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for some.
I'm looking forward to some
great things, some great things for me and my family and those that are around me and those that are connected to. You know, it's something to be divine connected to different people. And you know what I'm talking about. But to be divinely connected and receiving the blessings, you know, to receive, it's really good in this day and time to be connected to a real prophet. I'm going to just tell it like that. This is a good time to be connected to a real prophet that speaks God's word and speaks what God says, you know, because there's so many out here now. There's so many. I mean, you can find them a dime a dozen. You can look them up in the Yellow Pages. You can go on Facebook and see them anytime with their Cash App connected to it, honey. And I'm just so grateful you know, for real prophets. The Bible says in the last days, there's going to be many false prophets. So they're popping up everywhere. They're getting degrees online. They're paying for titles. They're paying for robes. Come on. But I thank God for the real, the real prophets that are speaking what God is saying, not what they're saying. So we thank God for the divine connection. Thank God for this broadcast. Listen, you all keep me and my family lifted up in your prayers as we recover from this holiday season wiped me out. I don't know if it was these grandkids or what. They didn't have me on bed rest today. got to recover, but I thank God for, you know, them. Thank God for my children and my grandchildren. Yes. Such a joy. Yes. Aww. God bless all of you, and thank you so very much, Dr. Henderson.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. I thank God for you and the universe, and, you know, you guys been holding down the fort every Monday, you know, so I thank God for you guys.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Holding it down. And taking a baton and moving forward in the thing that God has, you know, blessed you guys with. I mean, you guys, God is opening up doors for you all, not to say straight to the point, but in other areas as well because of your obedience. And you haven't seen nothing yet. You know, this is just beginning. This is just the beginning of what God is going to do. He's going to show you that all that you have been through, what you have lost, is not in vain. He's going to show you that he's a good father and that he loves you and that he's not your enemy and he doesn't want to see you hurt. He doesn't want to hurt you. He just has a great purpose for your life, and you've been walking in it, and you've been obedient. You've been faithful, and God is going to give you a large return. He's going to give you a large return for your faithfulness, Amen. Because of your faithfulness, God honors faithfulness. He honors those who diligently seek him. He rewards those who consistently, even when they don't want to no more, but like giving up, but still press in and press on to do his will and to do his work. He honors those, and you are one of the ones who he has chosen in these times. You are chosen. You know, you just wasn't called, but you are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And the ones who are chosen are still here, and you're still here. So you get ready for 22, you know, I thank God for you. I wouldn't be able to do all the other stuff that I'm able to do without you because you holding it down. You're holding down straight to the point.
Amen. Thank God.
So, you know, I give honor to what honor is due. You and Hendricks and Dr. Bond, I thank God for you guys who I'm able to do other things. But, you know, I thank God that you guys are, you know, allowing the Lord to use you to speak to his people, and that you're doing kingdom work. Because one thing that I do like about all of you all is that you know that it's about the kingdom. And so when we spoke on the seven last sayings, the seven last words, that that's what God is doing in these last days. He's raising up kingdom-minded folks.
Amen.
Kingdom-minded folks. He's you know, stripping religion. He's stripping religious mindset. He's raising up those who have a kingdom mindset that know that it's about the kingdom. And so you guys definitely have that. You have the kingdom mindset. And so I'm excited what God is he's going to give you your heart's desire. He has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. He's not, you know, you've lost greatly. And you will get it back. You will you will get your double portion in Jesus' name. I declare my prophetic key to open up every closed door in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
to open
man.
It up for you and command by the power of the Holy Ghost for
yes,
you to
Lord.
Just walk in the spirit, just walk in your mind, just start walking,
yes,
just act like you're walking, 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 walking in Jesus' name. And so I seal this prophecy with the blood of Jesus, and I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And God
amen.
Bless you, my dear. Thanks for calling. Love you so
thank
much.
Thank you. I love you,
God
too. God bless you.
Amen.
And
bless
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, sweetie. Dr. Brown.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you being here with us. Well, Dr. Henderson, you know, we got one of the baddest brothers on the planet. He's west of the Mississippi. We got to bring him in, Brother Christopher Newton. We're going to bring him in right now. Brother Newton, welcome to the future, man. Welcome, welcome. Straight to the Point. God bless you, man.
What's good, Dr. Kevin Vaughn, Millis Talk Network, and Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson in the building. I could not call in without giving both of you a Holy Ghost high five, a shake, and a hug all the way here from Texas. I am encouraged on tonight, and thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for allowing the Spirit of God to speak through you. You know, y'all know me. You was talking to me tonight. I mean, you know, I got to be a little bipartial. You was talking to me tonight, and I was just doing a study on Lodabar, and see, Lodabar is a very, we don't preach that a lot. See, we talk
yeah.
about other stuff, but we don't understand mm-hmm. that. See, even if you're in a Lodabar season, there is
mm-hmm.
still one plant that's green surrounded by all of the barren land, and that one seed with that green little plant sticking through those cracks, God can use even that. So I'm encouraged to know that God can do the impossible in this season. There's going to be
yes.
a major shift in this season. Sometimes some folks just need to get out the way, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, whether it's whatever it is. God is shifting some things in this season. 2022 is not just going to be church as usual. 2022
right.
just isn't going to be preaching as usual. 2022 isn't just the regular prophetic, but I'm no prophet, so don't cash at me. But what I'm saying is that we have to get to a season where sometimes we got to be in our Lodabar experience and be stripped of everything to understand that God still sees the green in a barren land. And I'm encouraged and inspired not only for what's going on in my season, but I'm also encouraged and inspiring to know that I'm connected with two awesome people. I know I don't get on here a lot. I know I don't, you know, pop in from time to time, but I thank
mm-hmm.
God that he kept the relationship between yourself and myself and Dr. Vaughn and myself, because I'm telling you, even in the season, it is very encouraging to know that when you're on your last breath or when you feel like you're about to drown and no one else is there to throw you a life raft, at least I know in the Spirit of God that I have two lifelines that are being thrown, and it's not over for me. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to encourage you as well, Dr. Henderson, because you are getting it in to 2021. You are knocking down doors. You are doing some crazy stuff outside the box, making sure people understood that this thing is more than just head game knowledge and buying your credentials. Uh-oh, see, okay, I didn't come to preach. Let me be quiet. Okay,
no,
it's about having relationships.
Right.
You know, It's about having relationship. And one thing that I can hold on to and know that if it wasn't for my relationship with Christ for real, I probably would not even call tonight, let alone even heard the message tonight, and let alone I'll be still wallowing in my flesh instead of rejoicing of the things to come. So I just wanted to drop that real quick because, I mean, I'm excited even to know that God is still doing his work even in a barren season. So I just wanted to tell you that. Happy New Year to the both of you. I love both of you dearly. I praise God for both of you in the next coming year. I know the best is yet to come. And I said this before last time I was on the show, and I'm going to say this again. You got my number. Please call. If you need me, I'm here. So I'm no stranger. So I'm just saying, if you need me, call me. I'm available. But I'm just saying, let me be quiet. This is not my show, so let me be quiet.
You know, straight to the point, I allow anybody to talk. It don't have to be your show. So you already know that. But we thank God for you, Pastor Chris. My brother, Pastor Christopher Newton, all the way from Texas. Thanks for coming on. You absolutely correct. God got some great things in store for you, brother. But, you know, I just hear a song in my spirit as I was speaking. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So he would do what he said he would do. And he's going to fulfill every promise that he's made to you. And so I'm excited about you were doing some great things as well this year. And so, you know, the enemy don't like to see progress. And so I just want to encourage, keep on keeping on. And, you know, God got some great things in store for you. Just keep on keeping on and keep on building. And I in one of my books I wrote, sometimes we have to stop to recalibrate. But don't quit.
Yes.
You know, it's okay to stop to recalibrate, to get some things in order, if you need to change some things around. You know, if you need to, you know, look at your business plan and look at your strategy and reroute some things. But don't quit. Just don't quit.
Yes.
Amen. And so you be encouraged. The best is yet to come. Thanks for calling. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. God
love
bless
you, too.
You. All right.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Newton. We bless you. Bless you and your family. And the best is yet to come, my friend. The best is yet to come. Thank you so much for those great words in Jesus' mighty name. Dr. Henderson, we got to go to the wonderful Hembricks. The Hembricks are up. The Hembricks are up.
Hey,
I love it. I love it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
to God. What, you know, today is just a an awesome day, and I'm just so thankful for what God has done and what God is doing. This last week I had a procedure done. It was a very serious procedure done, and they went in and they couldn't find anything, so I give God the glory for that.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm
really happy
Amen.
About that. So God is good, and worthy to be praised. And so I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises continue in my mouth. But what a mighty God we serve. And just to listen to what everybody has said thus far has been so meaningful to me as well, because Straight to the Point has been a blessing to me as well as my wife as well. It's been a blessing to both of us. We have been on Straight to the Point for a long time, and we thank God for Straight to the Point. How Straight to the Point has physically and mentally and spiritually. We have just been, we have learned so much from being with on Straight to the Point. The teaching, the learning, and just excited about being able to, and then having the opportunity to even speak once a month. That is so such a blessing to me, and I, you know, get a chance to, you know, speak God's word on the air. That's awesome, and we're so grateful. We had a wonderful Christmas. We weren't able to get out to see the families because, my wife wasn't feeling too good, and I wasn't able to drive a long distance. Kind of stayed close to the house, as I call it, the Pond Deep. and family members.
Okay, that's good.
You know, which was awesome, and, you know, God really blessed us, and we thank God for what he did. The Christmas tree was full, and you never know. We had people come over. You didn't expect to come over, and just really just had the opportunity to just bless. My wife got a chance to do some arts and crafts. Somebody came over, and they decorated some cookies, and that was just awesome. That gave her therapy, and she just enjoyed herself tremendously. And
amen.
I was just to see her moving around like that. So, you know, God is still working, and God is about ready to put new people in our life.
Yes.
You know, so, and even the people that were in our life are coming back, coming to grips to themselves to know that God is the only way to go. You know,
yes.
But God is good, and God is just so worthy to be praised. And I'm just thankful, and I'm just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and my wife, I speak for her tonight, we're doing pretty good. God is good. We have to give honor to God, no matter what circumstances, no matter what
situation.
God praise you. You got to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I mean,
yes.
No matter what you're going through, you got to bless God, because God is the only one. Hallelujah. God is the only one that's going to help you. God is the only one. God will put people in your life to help you along the way. Good Christian folks, good honest folks, good people.
Yes.
People that's not looking for nothing in return. People just want to help. Just because you love the Lord, just because you care, just because you love and understand. God is such a thing. Praise him. Glory to his name. I tell you, I just give thanks to God. I just give him thanks. I give God all the thanks and all the glory. And I believe in 22, things are even going to be better in 22. I see the light. The light is getting brighter before us both, my wife and myself. The light is getting brighter. The doors are going to open up. It's going to open up so wide.
Yes.
The door. It's going to be such a wide open 22 for us. God is just going to bless us tremendously, and we're going to be able to bless other people as well. You know, God is. It's not about giving. It's about giving. You know, giving is better than sacrifice. It's giving. So God is just good and just so, you know, worthy to be praised. And we just, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just excited tonight. I always get excited to talk about the Lord, because I love the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you heard my cry. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm just glad, and I'm just can't look forward to 2022. I'm looking forward to get back in school again, get some learning under my belt. And I'm just thanking God for that opportunity when it comes, when the Lord says okay, and he gives the right time, because it's not our time, it's his time. So God is good, and God is worthy to be praised. And I just wanted to thank you. Merry Christmas to Elder Vaughn. Thank you, Elder Vaughn, for the wonderful year that we have spent together. I thank God for you. I thank God for Evangelist and her family. I thank God for the young lady that comes on the line every week. I thank God for her and her family. I thank you, Dr. I thank you for my brother that comes in every now and then. I thank God for him. You know, I thank God for the words that he speaks. And he speaks with power, speaks with authority. I thank God for him. I thank God for all the new ones that will be coming on the line in 22. Praise him, because 22 is right around the corner. Thank God in advance for my birthday, which is coming up on Friday. Glory to his name.
Hey, that's right. You're a Christmas Eve baby. You was a New Year's Eve baby, right? New Year's Eve baby, right? Amen.
And God is just so good and just so worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Angels from heaven and earth adore him. And I thank you, God bless you, and heaven smile upon you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. God bless you and Prophetess Hembrick. You guys, you and Evangelist Mays, you guys have really held down the fort. You guys have really held down the fort, been faithful regardless of what you guys had going on in your personal lives. You made sure that you could come and fulfill your assignment on a straight to the point, and I do appreciate that. And I'm excited about what God is going to do in yours and Prophetess' life. Like you said, you prophesied it. So whatever I spoke tonight was just your confirmation. God had already spoken in your spirit that he's Amen. Going to do great and marvelous things for you and your family in 2022. He's going to bring in new folks. He's going to open up doors for you. He's going to bless the work of your hands, and he's going to bless your hands so that you will be able to be a blessing to others. You know, so this is whatever was spoken tonight was confirmation. So I thank God for the gift of healing that he has given you and Prophets, because no matter what the enemy try to put on you guys, both of you all have always come out victorious. So that
Amen.
Just goes to show, yes, that just goes to show that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that God got you guys covered. And that, you know, I heard the psalmist say that, you know, I've never seen, you know, I was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. One thing for sure, God takes care of you in Prophetess. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. He takes care of you. And so when you have God's attention to that degree, you can sincerely say without a shadow of a doubt that I will look to the hills and will come in my help, because I know in my own mind, can't nobody persuade me no otherwise, that all of my help, I mean all of my help, not just a little bit, but all of my help comes from the Lord. And so I thank God for you guys, for your life and your ministry. And I thank
Amen.
God for your family. And I speak blessings upon you and Prophetess.
Amen.
I speak multiplication in Jesus' name, not just double, but multiplication. Multiplication. That's more than double. I speak multiplication. I command your finances to line up to the word of God. And I command your help to line up to the word of God. And I command by the power of the Holy Ghost that the devil would take his hands off of your children. In Jesus' name, amen. God
amen.
Bless you, and thanks for listening. Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the world, if you just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. The topic is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. I want to thank Dr. Henderson. I want to thank the Hembricks for their awesomeness and their faithfulness and, of course, their prayers and support as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Brother and Sister Hembrick. We love you here in Georgia, and I'm sure we love you all across the land as well. Amen. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Back to you.
Amen. So you guys have been hanging in there with me for some years now. It's been years. The Hembricks, Evangelist Mays, of course, Dr. Bond, Pastor Chris, everybody, y'all been hanging in there. And so I thank God for kind of like, you know, how Moses had them hold up his arms. You guys been holding up my arms. But I pray that in the years coming that God will bring somebody to hold up your arm, that God will bring somebody to help you out with some ministry things, some your ministry desires, as God has brought you guys along to help me with mine. But I pray that God will bless you with faithful people, faithful servants of the Lord who will come and help you guys with the assignment, your ministry assignments that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that your destiny helpers will find you, will locate you, and that they will obey the word of the Lord and bless you according to what God, what thus saith the Lord, whether that's in finances, whether that is in service. May God allow them to meet you in 2022 and not just meet you, connect with you and do kingdom work in every area of your life in Jesus' name. And so we're at the end of the show. I want to remind you guys of Inner Healing and Deliverance. We're starting Inner Healing and Deliverance. January, we're starting Inner Healing and Deliverance. You can email me at Dolores at drdthministries@gmail.com. drdthministries@gmail.com if you would like to enroll, or you can go to my website. The flyer has been posted all over social media. And so the Inner Healing and Deliverance class is a 7-week class. Those of you who have been in that class before, you're welcome to join in again. There's no charge for those who have been in the class. Once you take one of my classes, you can always audit it again for free if you want. I do not double charge to audit a class. I just, you know, the fee is when if you've never been in the class before. Okay, and so Inner Healing and Deliverance, anybody that's been in that class, their lives have been changed. We go deep into some things that take you all the way back to your childhood. Then the School of the Prophets, the School of the Prophets. People have been asking all over when we're going to start. We're starting the School of the Prophets in January as well. That flyer is posted. If you like to enroll, that's drdthministries@gmail.com. DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com. All right. So we're at the end of the show. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. Before you leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. And let me just say this too. Happy New Year. God bless you. Good night.
Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
There
you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter. No matter what's going on in your mind. You got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Lord.
sanctify you. Yes,
we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the year 2021, and we're excited about what God is doing. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for giving us the last Monday of the year right here. I'm straight to the point. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We'll see you guys in 2022. On the first Monday in 2022. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, this has been Straight to the Point, and we've had a great year with you. And bless the Lord for another awesome year coming as well. God bless. Take care now.